Flat Dorcas.
Oh, is that what that means?
Theme, and it's 10:30, and this is KSFO, the world's greatest radio station, especially in San Francisco. I haven't heard from Hank Schramm yet this morning, so I can't give you a Sam and Queen 2 report. The original Norga Norga comes out about 12:25 now, because he I don't know why he comes out at 12:25, but that's when he does that. The Sahara Tahoe Hotel presents Liberace through July 5th. Call information for the toll-free reservation number. The Sahara Tahoe Hotel. Who the devil is this? I have a girl motorcycle rider here with me in the studio, astride her Kawasaki. She's wearing very, very tight leathers, and it's a leather pants, leather jacket, and so on. The Kawasaki you ride on, I understand, has adjustable hat of forks, adjustable pegs, and adjustable rear shocks, right?
Right.
Has a solid-state ignition system that needs no cleaning or capping, right?
Right.
Has a rotary valve two-cycle engine, and it has all kinds of other extra features. CDI that has no gapping or spark plug adjustment, right?
Right.
Yeah. Is that why you ride this Kawasaki?
It's comfortable and it's fun,
mm-hmm.
besides all that.
Yeah. Who's that on the back of your bike?
Oh, that's a warlock I once met.
Mm-hmm. She also has very dark glasses, and what is that you have in your hand?
Well, I had a little problem parking, and...
She's holding on to a policeman.
When you just give love and never get love, you'd better let love depart. Out of my heart. You
That is so pretty. That is so pretty. The other side of the record is just as good, and that's Barbara Streisand's new one called Since I Fell for You. It's 24 minutes before 11 o'clock. You ever dream of an island? I mean, really dream of an island. Fresh, cool one, abundant in natural goodness. You're going to tell me about some salad dressing, are you?
Mm-hmm.
It's an island rich in exotic herbs and spices. Bob's Salad Dressing has captured all of the best of your dreams in their exotic Thousand Island Dressing. The lights are getting brighter in here. I sense a lot of knobs are being turned counterclockwise. It's now yours for the discovering. Favored by millions of California families for generations, Bob's famous Thousand Island Dressing is the winner of the Gold Medal Awards at the California State Fair. These awards are inspired by ingredients such as fresh whole egg mayonnaise, specially blended relishes, subtle spices and seasonings, and ingredients so thick and pure they're refrigerated and bottled in wide-mouth glass jars. Does she have an anniversary coming up or a birthday? Nothing says I love you more than a jar of Bob's exotic Thousand Island dressing. Or blue cheese, for that matter. No yawning during the Bob's commercial. Bob's famous Thousand Island dressing recipe is available for you in wide-mouth glass jars without preservatives at all kinds of fine supermarkets and places like Lucky, Russell, Starlight, Key, and other fine markets. Get some today before it's too late. Yes, ladies, if he seems to be wandering, get him some Thousand Island dressing. Huh? What do you mean, where do you get it? You haven't been paying any attention. Where do you get this stuff? Lucky's, Russell, Starlight, Key, and other fine markets. Oh, that is a Lucky commercial, isn't it? What else can you get at Lucky's? Well, you can get Sea and Ski suntan lotion is what you can get. Sea and Ski lets you tan as darkly as you want to without getting sunburned while you do that. Sea and Ski in the 4-ounce bottle at your neighborhood Lucky discount.
Lucky day.
Supermarket.
Lucky just bounce away. Every day, Lucky just bounce away.
There are moments I remember, though they're hazy in my mind. When the California sun was shining, and I saw you for the first time, and I felt I heard the morning sing, and I felt the warmth of love.
This is Dick Van Dyke and the Kodak Singers to sing you the Kodak song.
Kodak makes your pictures come.
You see, Kodak has always known that the best way to remember is with pictures. Whether you take color snapshots, color slides, or color movies, Kodak film keeps your memory sharp and clear in colors that are brilliant and lifelike. Be ready for your vacation, for weddings, birthdays, and all those important occasions. Be sure not to risk them to anything other than Kodak film. Kodak film in the one and only yellow box.
I was, the first time I heard that morning mist recording of California on my mind, I was thinking, I know I've heard that record before, and I thought I was going crazy because I knew I hadn't somewhere, and it never occurred to me it was the Kodak commercial. You're kidding. No. I sit here and I listen to all these things, and somehow I managed to just X them out. I do what most people do with commercials now. Because most people are so hip to the way radio works and television works and all that sort of business. There are very rarely any secrets anymore. And there should never have been in the first place. Nonsense. Why, that destroys the concept, doesn't it? No. Allows you to talk to yourself like I'm doing now. Kraft, for example, used to have Ed Herlihy on television simply give recipes and nothing else, saying, and never allow anybody to see him. Do you realize in 31 years no one has ever seen Ed Herlihy? All they've heard is his voice saying, and good craft cooks, and then he gives some sort of recipe. One of the reasons you don't see Ed Herlihy is he's fat as a house. Kraft announces a brand new, delicious new flavor and texture in soft parquet margarine in either stick or tub. Kraft, famous for Philadelphia brand cream cheese, makes you fat as a house.
Parquet tastes even better than it used to.
19 out of every 27 housewives say that. This is Ross Bagdasarian. Ross Bagdasarian's, naval maneuver. Is that A.L. or E.L.? A.L. maneuver. That's 10:45. One of these lines ought to be Freddie. Freddie, is that you?
No.
Yeah, oh, it isn't.
It isn't.
Yeah, oh. Can you hold on for just a second?
I sure will.
Oh, very good. Did we hear her? We did. Freddie, is that you?
Yeah.
No, it isn't. Your name isn't Fred, is it?
Not quite. How are you? Hello, Fred.
Capwell's, eh? The huge pre-4th of July sale is now in full swing at all five Capwells, Oakland, Walnut Creek, El Cerrito, Hayward, and Fremont, with bargains like these. A great collection of cool cotton knit pant sets. and poster paint colors. Choose from tank tops, Juliet tops, zip front, and peasant tops. Tank tops, Juliet tops, zip front, and peasant tops? In junior sizes, 5 to 13, and very specially priced for this event, only $13.99. For summer outdoor barbecues, a deluxe barbecue wagon with spit and motor, roll-away smoker, heat indicator, and other features. $69.95 is what they usually cost. You can get it for $39.99. Capwell's, the pre-4th of July sale, now at all five Capwell stores. Let's see if I have Freddie here on any of these lines. Freddie, is that you? Huh?
No.
It isn't.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, too. Hold on just a minute. Freddie?
Yeah, Dan?
Yeah, hold on just a minute.
All right.
Yeah. Freddie?
No. Not yet.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Can I answer a question here so I can free this line and get a hold of Freddie?
Oh, Dan, I just wanted to tell you that that Count Basie, I'm going to MC Count Basie tomorrow night at 9 at the San Jose Civic Auditorium.
That's information we couldn't have gone on without.
Yeah, this is Chris Christensen, and you're, you know, I do the big band sound from K-Pen.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not your fault.
And it's a lot of fun, Dan, and so I sure, this is about the last chance anyone will get to see this old guy, Count Basie.
Oh, yes.
In the Bay Area. San Jose Civic Auditorium, tomorrow night at 9.
All right.
I wish you could get out of Cinnabon and come down. Be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Dan. Bye.
Tuna with the mermaid's touch.
It's the tender touching tuna
that means so very much. Chicken of the sea has the mermaid's touch. Ask any mermaid you happen to see.
What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea.
The tuna with the mermaid's touch. Chicken of the sea. The tuna with the mermaid's touch.
Chicken of the sea tuna. I see Wilma Banky's astride her, the bench in front of her Hammond. And we hear... Wonderful. Oh, look at that. Good morning, dear. Once again, that music announces the fact that it's time to go around the corner and up your block to visit with KSFO's Freddie Meyer. Freddie, I had a tough time finding you on the lines there.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get you to him a few minutes ago. And...
Yeah.
And I noticed on the radio that some man was talking to you about something doing down Peninsula Way.
I never understood any of it except that Count Basie is here.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. What's the weather like?
Well, weather-wise, it just came out perfectly in the last little while. It's bright sunshine out here and only fragments of street is left. Temperature presently out here at the Ocean Beach is 58 and the barometer is
0.99. Oh, she fell.
And the wind is ever so lightly out of the southwest.
Yeah.
And I'm predicting it to be sunny all of the remainder of today over the whole Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Highs at the Ocean Beach and downtown in the low 60s and about to the mid 80s inland. Tonight, low cloud again, but mostly near the Ocean Beach and maybe over a good part of San Francisco. And the nighttime lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow's highs, much like today. After the low cloud and fog burn off, not later than 10 a.m. any place. And that's about the weather story.
That's great. Got some humor for me.
Well, yes. This man announced he bought a police dog to guard his wife's jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife snapped back, "For the jewelry I have, all you need is a chihuahua."
Women are like that.
She did it, didn't she?
Yeah, they did it again. Yeah. Well, that's what they do, Freddie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does woman have pretty much jewelry?
No, well, no, she's just got a, it looks like an army dog tag.
Oh, God.
Hanging from her throat there, but that's about it.
Do you think she'd love me more if I get her some?
No, don't do that, Freddie.
Don't do that.
No, it's, you spoil them.
Yeah. She's liable to snap back and say, "You followed like the joke. You probably all you need to give me a chihuahua in the garden, you'd think of
something like... Now, if I were you, I'd get her a personalized water dish or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she's sound asleep again.
Gosh.
Yeah. We'll talk to her again tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow, Freddie.
Okay, Dan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Clark Burrows with a love story. That is so pretty. The time is 6 minutes before 11 o'clock. We've got a lot of work to do here.
Columbus Savings and Loan Association presents Glenn Yarbrough.
And an old Russian folk song all about marriage.
Oh, do be careful, speckled trout. Once in the trap, you can't get out.
That's from a mixed bag of matrimonial songs collected by the great composer Rimsky-Korsakov. The fear of being trapped by something is, I guess, a rather universal predicament. And these days, when you hear of so many investment opportunities, it's good to remember that an insured passbook savings account at Columbus means your money is always available when you need it. I can't recommend a good marriage counselor offhand, but as far as your savings are concerned, Columbus shows more interest in you and in the money you invest.
That's true. Columbus Savings is still offering the highest interest rates on $5,000 minimum term certificates. By investing now, you earn a full 6% interest, guaranteed from 2 years to 10 years, and federally insured. Visit Columbus Savings today. There are 10 offices throughout the Bay Area. Judy, you want to exchange seats here with Wally for just a minute? There's an air show, an incredible 4th of July air show, Sunday and Monday at the Marin County Airport. That's Noss Field, or Gnoss, as we play with the term, coming in over the field, calling the Unicom and everything. Wally is going to be... you're going to be emceeing this, aren't you?
That's right, Dan.
All right. The show is named The Air Capades, staged and developed as an annual event. And what's going to be there?
Well, it's about a little bit of everything. Wing walking, firing wall crashes. Bob Cummings is going to be there. And me, I'm going to be there.
Let's see. A giant British Hawker Sea Fury, the fastest propeller aircraft in the world, will do aerobatics never seen before in the Bay Area.
That's right.
A flaming wall crash, a car-to-air transfer. Does that mean somebody in a convertible grabbing onto the wheels?
Well, if he's not in a convertible, you're going to have to make a hole in the top.
A mini biplane race, an antique galore. That sounds like fun. A real old-fashioned air show.
A real barnstormer.
Marin County Airport in Novato at Noss Field. Be there. 3 minutes before 11 o'clock. Sears has a big holiday paint sale coming on. This week you can buy Sears exterior, interior, latex paint at a price you just won't believe. Can you hold on for just a minute?
Yeah, Dan. You know, you played California Sunshine.
I say, can you hold on for just a minute?
Okay.
Oh. Sears interior and exterior latex paint in white or color at an unheard of low price. 2 gallons for only $5. Grab up enough paint to paint the entire house inside and out of this long holiday weekend. Charge it on Sears Revolving Charge. The sale ends Sunday at 5 o'clock at your nearby Bay Area Sears store.
Now here he is, your friend and his, Henny Youngman.
Oh, that Henny Youngman.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy to be here tonight, even at this salary. And now, folks, it's barbecue time. I'm going to give you some real handy hints now. Your barbecue equipment will not only give you many happy hours of eating, it will save your life if you're ever marooned on a desert island. Now, when this happens, be sure you have your barbecue things with you. Start barbecuing immediately. In no time at all, you'll be surrounded by dozens of people all giving you advice. Ask one of them to save you. While waiting, I'm going to tell a few gags. There's a man and a woman checking into a hotel near a railroad station. Now, this is the only room left in town. There's a convention going on. This woman lies down in bed to take a little rest, and all of a sudden a train goes by, and zoom! It knocks her out of bed, the vibrations from the train. Now she lays down again. Another train goes by and knocks her out of bed again. She complains to the manager, "What kind of a hotel is this? I'm lying down here trying to take a rest. The train goes by and the vibrations knock me out of bed." He says, "I don't believe it." She says, "Will you please come upstairs?" So the manager comes upstairs. She says, "Lay down that bed a minute." Just then her husband walks in. "Not yet." The husband says, "What are you doing here?" He says, "Believe it or not, I'm waiting for a train." Two guys meet. One says, "What's the latest dope on Wall Street?" He says, "My son." There's two guys in the gym. One's putting a girdle on. His friend says, "Since when do you wear a girdle?" "Since my wife found it in the glove compartment of my car." Was it that good? Two guys meet. One says, "You look bad. What's the matter with you?" He said, "Tell the truth, I lost 3 wives in the last 3 months." "What happened?" "The first one died from eating poison mushrooms." "What happened to the second one?" "She died from eating poison mushrooms." "What happened to the third one?" "Fractured skull." "How come?" "She wouldn't eat the put."
That's Henny Youngman. And it's from an album called This Is What I Do. And you'll find it on our... What's the record label? Is that Flying Dutchman? No. That's Focus. Isn't it? Can you... Sertron, what the devil's that? It's 11 o'clock, and this is KSFO in San Francisco. Most people in show business, when they meet in restaurants and things, say something like, "Do you realize somewhere in the United States tonight, Henny Youngman is bombing?" This is KSFO in San Francisco. Back in the guys of Ask Bernard in 5 minutes.
This is KSFO News. Attorney General John Mitchell is finally speaking out on the Supreme Court's ruling on the Pentagon Papers. Mitchell says that despite the court's decision to permit publication of the documents, the Justice Department will, in his words, prosecute all who have violated federal criminal laws in connection with the release of the papers. The White House isn't yet commenting on the High Court's ruling. Another move against the president of CBS, Frank Stanton. the full House Commerce Committee is voting by a fairly substantial margin to cite Stanton and the network itself for contempt of Congress in refusing to turn over subpoenaed material from the controversial documentary, The Selling of the Pentagon. The next move is up to the House itself. If it approves the contempt charge, the Justice Department could prosecute Stanton in federal court. There's final congressional approval in the House to a $2.25 billion bill to create 200,000 public jobs in fields such as education, recreation, health, and police and fire protection at the federal, state, and local government levels. President Nixon has said that he will sign the measure. The Nixon administration is studying the latest seven-point communist peace proposals, but spokesmen say there appears to be several stumbling blocks to full acceptance of the program. The plan calls for simultaneous release of American POWs with U.S. withdrawal of troops under a mutually agreed timetable. And locally, a related story from Lloyd Edwards in the East Bay.
Two local women, the wife of a Navy commander missing in action for over 6 years, and the wife of an Air Force captain, a prisoner of war in North Vietnam for nearly 4 years, are blasting what they call legislators that are using the very sensitive POW problem as a political football. Among those named, Senators Vance Hartke and Edward Kennedy. Mrs. James Evans claims that Kennedy is a Johnny-come-lately that has failed to even answer correspondence from POW wives.
Well, I'm saying he appeared the other night as if he's been in the forefront of caring about the prisoners. He certainly hasn't. Senator Brooke, his counterpart in Massachusetts, has.
All West Coast ports are closed for the first time in 23 years by a longshoreman strike. The dispute, as usual, is over wages and contract guarantees. Elsewhere in the labor picture, the airporter bus drivers continue their walkout, crippling bus service to San Francisco International. Public employees have struck the Oakland Airport and Maritime Port, and half of Mill Valley's workers have left their jobs. An estimated 3 million rats in the Bay Area are in grave danger because of a $2 million federal grant to assist in an anti-rodent campaign here over the next 5 years, to be conducted by the Bay Area Health Association. And I'll have more news in 1 minute.
Give me the blue of a peaceful mountain stream. If you like the way it's gonna be. Walking in the morning light, a Tahoe Donner set me free.
Tahoe Donner, the beginning. A good time to buy land, to build a recreation home. But you have to make promises, like not cutting down trees, even on your own property. Like helping preserve the wildlife in the area. Tahoe Donner, 4,000 acres of mountains, forests, meadows, and streams, only 16 miles from Lake Tahoe.
If you like the way it is, like the way it's gonna be.
For a full-color brochure and Sierra Nature Guide, send a card to Tahoe Donner, Box 1978, San Leandro. Tahoe Donner, resort living for all seasons.
The director of the San Francisco Police Community Relations Bureau, Black Patrolman Rodney Williams, has a promotion, finally, up to the rank of assistant inspector, with a salary increase of $2,000 a year. With 2 hours to go on Wall Street, the Pacific Coast Stock Exchange reports the Dow Jones Industrials up 1.5 points, with winners over losers not quite 2-1. KSFO Sports reports the St. Louis Cardinals, led by two of the league's four top hitters, open a 3-game stay at Candlestick Park this afternoon, as the Giants get back to home action after a short trip to Houston and San Diego. The Cards' Joe Torre is having his best season, leading the pack with a .373 average, including 113 base hits. Teammate Lou Brock also having an outstanding year, hitting .343. The Giants send Ron Bryant against those tough St. Louis hitters today, starting at 1 o'clock. And if you can't make it out to Candlestick on this beautiful day, tune in to KSFO at 12:40 for all the activity. The A's travel today, and it'll be Stan Smith and John Newcomb in the Wimbledon final. They won today's semifinal matches. Weather for the Bay Area, fair through tomorrow, except for the usual low coastal clouds, drifting inland night and mornings. The extended forecast calls for more of the same through the weekend. And that's KSFO News, Bill Hayward reporting. KSFO News is everywhere. And this is the time to ask Bernard, who is Dan Sorkin.
Gonna give nobody none of my jelly roll.
Well, how about your shortening bread?
Oh, wouldn't give you a piece of pie to save your soul.
I guess that's what you said.
My ma told me today when she went away
to buy groceries.
To be a good boy, she'd give me a toy, cause I'm my mama's pride and joy. There ain't no use of anyone to keep hanging around.
Maybe I'm waiting on your ma.
You don't know my ma, she'd really put you down.
Put me down?
Ma's baking up a storm, and her oven is still warm. I know you want it, but you can't have it, and I ain't gonna give you none.
Yeah, dirty boy. I ain't gonna give nobody none of my jelly roll.
Such a stingy chap.
I wouldn't give you a piece of pie to save your soul.
How about a Zuzu snap?
Her cherry pie is fine. Her layer cake divine. But I'm telling you twice, you can't get a slice unless you're extra special nice. Now there ain't no use of you to just keep hanging around.
Oh, pretty please.
I love you, but I hate to put you down. Yeah. Jelly roll is sweet.
That it is.
It sure is hard to beat. Well, I know they want it,
but they can't have it.
Hey, ho, oh, Miss Nelly, I mean my jelly roll.
Dibs on the dishpan.
Yeah.
I got seconds.
All right. Bobby Darin and Johnny Mercer are having some fun there with the jelly roll, and it's 8 minutes past 11 o'clock. It's time to play the game Ask Bernard. And let me activate the phones here. I'll play the game with you in just 1 minute. It's easy to play. All you have to do is dial 982-5517. 982-5517. Bernard will guarantee to answer any question you ask on any subject, regardless of content. That includes questions on past, present, and future events, real, natural, and pseudosciences, the physical and metaphysical world, and world records. I'll play the game with you at 982-5517 in a minute.
People do with the time they save not stirring up new Yummy Swiss-style pre-stirred yogurt.
In the time I save not stirring up Yummy Swiss-style strawberry yogurt, I winked at a pretty girl.
In the time I save not stirring up Yummy Swiss-style blackberry yogurt, I put on my false eyelashes and winked back.
Yummy low-fat Swiss-style yogurt is different, with luscious bits of fruit stirred all the way through. The time you save not stirring this great instant lunch could change your entire life. Then again, it might not.
Yummy Swiss style.
New Yummy Swiss style yogurt comes in 8 yummy flavors in quart and half pint sizes. 9 minutes past 11 o'clock, and what's your question, please?
How did World War I start?
Loudly. Your question, please.
What's a lippicker-ticker, hunker-picker?
That's the English version of the United States Pillow Fighting Championship that will be held the 4th of July at Kenwood, California. What's your question?
Are the Giants going to swoon in July?
Others, no.
And is there really a person?
Haven't you done enough work for today? Let McDonald's fix supper to take home tonight.
You deserve a break today. So get up and get away to McDonald's.
Yes, McDonald's. Great place. All right. Your question, please.
Yes, could you introduce...
How old are you, please?
I'm 23.
23, all right.
Could you introduce me to Hal Lanier?
Hal Lanier?
Yes.
No.
Oh. I'm sorry.
You're welcome. Your question, please.
What is the diameter of Mars?
The diameter?
Yes.
11 feet. And your question, please.
Rude.
September can't come soon enough. Don't miss the big pre-4th of July sale during Western Days at Bay Fair Shopping Center in San Leandro. That's today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Live Western music by Paul Bowman and the Country Showman, Friday 2 to 4, and the Huck and Scott Show, Saturday 1 to 3. And you can be one of the 50 winners of two books of tickets, the admission and rides, at the Frontier Village in San Jose. There is no purchase necessary. So hurry to Bayfair Shopping Center, East 14th and 155th in San Leandro. Patience is a virtue. I've got to remember that. Your question, please.
How many petals are in a rose?
How many petals on a rose?
Yes.
That's a very good question, as a matter of fact. There are 26 petals on the average rose. Your question, please.
Are there any women disc jockeys?
Say that again, please.
Are there any women disc jockeys?
Would you try that again and try to win? How old are you? 14?
11.
11. Did your mother ask you to call?
No.
Or your father?
No.
You did this on your own?
Mm-hmm.
What's your question again?
Are there any women disc jockeys?
Oh, are there any female on-the-air personalities? Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
No. Your question, please.
Yes.
There used to be one. Her name was the Lonesome Gal, as a matter of fact. And I always thought she was pretty good.
Yes, and judging...
However, she suffered incredible setbacks in her own personal life, in that she was always trying to be a... She was trying to relate to other men man-to-man. Of course, that destroyed her as a female. Your question, please.
Yes, in that the quality of the answer to part one was absolutely fantastic, would you go on to the answer to part two, please?
And the question was?
And the question was, can you please give me the origination of the term, children should be seen and not heard except on Uncle Carter's show?
So the origination of that term?
Yes.
Yes, that took place when the real Mother Hubbard opened her cupboard.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And when she got there, it was all bear, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
grizzly bear, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Your question. Can you hold on for just a minute?
Sure.
Does your mouth water when you conjure up a delightful food experience?
No.
Well, it should. You can picture these. Thick, juicy ground sirloin topped with melted jack or blue cheese grilled on rye bread. Chicago beef neatly sliced and piled high on famous San Francisco French bread. Or lean slices of corned beef with jack cheese, sauerkraut, and Thousand Island dressing.
No.
Grilled on rye. Do you have the picture?
Yes.
Good. Then you have the Blue Jack Burger, the Tower of London, and the New York Reuben.
The Red Burger.
Three of the famous refectory sandwiches. I do this alone.
Oh.
Try a refectory restaurant for lunch today. The service is bright and alive. The atmosphere is cool and comfortable, and the prices, well, any sandwich I mentioned plus a salad, is how much do you suppose?
About $1.95.
Exactly. There's a refectory in San Francisco at 1040 Columbus, in Menlo Park at 1906 El Camino Real, in Marin at the Greenbrae Shopping Center, and serving all the East Bay through Walnut Creek and Lafayette. All refectories but Lafayette are open for lunch, and all offer free parking.
Not all.
In the evening, delight to delicious Chicago steaks and enjoy lounge entertainment at all refectory restaurants. The refectory.
Great.
Do you remember your question?
Yes. Right. Who won the 1902 Wimbledon Open?
The Wimbledon Open?
Yes.
Yes. That was Rod Schwartz. And your question, please.
Is Ajax Liquor Store available in the record shops?
Yes, it is. Hudson and Landry are the performing artists on Dory Records, D-O-R-E.
D-O-R-E?
Mm-hmm.
Hudson and Landry?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Your question, please.
What does Bernard mean when he goes to little children, oh, geez?
Say that again, please.
What does Bernard mean when he goes, oh, geez?
And your question, please.
How many games is the Giants going to win?
How many games are the Giants going to win? Try that again, please.
How many games are the Giants going to win the pennant by?
I don't know. Your question, please.
How long is it to the moon in inches?
Say that again, please.
How long is it to the moon in inches?
Yes, 357,785,226. Your question, please.
Is it true that...
Yes, it is. And your question. Can you hold on for just a minute?
Okay.
All right.
It's been a long, cold winter. Summer's finally come. The rivers are flowing. The sun is warming up the beaches. Summer is the time when love could be growing.